Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisitin. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget for financial year 25-26 today, marking her 8th consecutive budget.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024, will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13 February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Finance Minister also interacted with the secretaries and the senior officials of the Finance Ministry involved in the budget-making process at her office and note block in New Delhi. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chowdhury also participated in the meeting. The Union Budget is all set to be presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today. It is garnering attention of various sectors with expectation to boost growth momentum. For Nagaland, the people have high hopes for measures to reduce unemployment and ease the cost of essential items for the public. An agriculturalist shared his perspective.
Nagaland holds immense potential and the state needs prioritization on development of essential infrastructure, especially improving connectivity through better roads, railways and airports. This will enhance accessibility and also promote tourism and boost trade. Also, measures to support agriculture and horticulture will be welcome, such as investments in modern farming techniques, irrigation systems, sustainable practices, and special support for organic farming and high-value crops.
The centre yesterday notified the Aadhaar Authentication for Good Governance, Social Welfare, Innovation, Knowledge Amendment Rules 2025. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said that Aadhaar Authentication has been expanded to government and private entities for providing various services in the public interest, boosting innovation, knowledge and public service enhancement. The amendments will enhance the scope for residents to avail themselves of many new services seamlessly with regard to e-commerce, travel, tourism, hospitality and health services. The amended rules will also promote the ease of living and livelihood. Power Department has said that it will be conducting an extensive disconnection drive from February 2025 under the Kohima Electrical Division. It will include disconnections of consumers who have failed to pay their electricity bills, including government offices, SPM villages, and those with illegal or unauthorized connections. All consumers, both urban and rural, have been asked to settle their outstanding bills as soon as possible to avoid any inconvenience or disruption of services. The department has advised all consumers to check with their local office if they have not received their bills and warned public against engaging in illegal activities such as hooking, tampering with energy meters or bypassing meters. In cases of discrepancies or other issues with the bills, consumers have been asked to visit the respective SDO offices for clarification and rectification. Chairman Ceasefire Monitoring Group Ministry of Home Affairs Lieutenant General Amarjit Singh Bedi visited Ex-Serviceman Contributory Health Scheme ECHS Polyclinic in Kohima. The chairman reviewed medical facilities and interacted with staff. The visit is part of the ongoing commitment to improving healthcare access for those who have served the nation, reinforcing significance of their health and well-being long after the service ends. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh tomorrow. Similar conditions are also expected in Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry for the next 2 days. IMD said that dense fog conditions will prevail during night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Sikkim, West Bengal, Odisha, Assam and the northeast states for the next 2 to 3 days. Nechoyo Vero was declared champion of Kikruma Wrestling Championship 2025 held at Kikruma yesterday. He walked away with a cash prize of 20,000 rupees along with citation. Nagaland Wrestling Association President Vivolie Kezo, gracing the event, emphasized on growing prospects of the game, which is gaining global attention. He highlighted series of tournaments that are held at different levels and urged wrestlers to undertake the discipline with seriousness. Mr. Kezo informed that the NWA is preparing to host Asian Alish Belt Wrestling Championship very soon in Nagaland. The championship included senior category below 18 years and below 15 years. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.